Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
All right, we are teeing it up and talking golf, something we do every Sunday here on Tee to Green, the golf show, and we couldn't do it without you. Hello, welcome, and thanks for listening. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with Debbie O'Connell, the Duke, Robert DeCozis in Master Control, and we have a big-time show set for you today. The golfing world's getting ready to descend on the New Jersey, New York City area in just a few weeks for the 2025 Ryder Cup at Bethpage on Long Island. Today on Tee to Green, we'll start in New Jersey and we'll work our way north to Long Island. First off, Debbie will join us from her home base in New Jersey. Then we'll begin the journey with Chris Hunt, the director of the New Jersey Golf Foundation. The NJ's GF hosts a number of programs that provide access for golfers from all backgrounds to experience the game in a positive environment. And Chris Hunt will tell us more today here on Tee to Green. Then later in the hour, we'll travel up the coast to Long Island and to Bethpage for a visit with Kelly Brook, LPGA teaching pro and instructor. She is also the director of the Bethpage Black Golf Academy. And we'll get her thoughts on her golf course hosting the biggest golf tournament in the world in less than a month. Kelly Brook, today on Tee to Green. It's all about golf and coming your way next here on Tee to Green.
It's early Sunday morning. The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord. What club should I choose? You know I'm lost out in the forest. Save me from the double bogey blues.
It's America's longest running network radio golf show, Tee to Green. Instruction, equipment, travel, and sometimes the biggest names in golf joining us on the show. We're streamed live at sportsbyline.com. And don't forget, you can also hear Tee to Green on iHeartRadio, that TuneIn app, Stitcher Radio, and worldwide on the American Forces Network. Jay Ritchie, Debbie O'Connell, teeing it up, talking golf with Chris Hunt, next on Tee to Green.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
IBM and the United States Tennis Association are unveiling a new lineup of AI-powered digital experiences for tennis fans around the world. The 2025 U.S. Open app offers customized, nonstop coverage to bring tennis fans right inside the two-week tournament. Too long didn't read? New Watson X-powered key points instantly generate summaries for all articles and match analysis for fans who need quick, snackable tennis insights. To learn more about this new feature and others like Match Chat and Live Likelihood to Win, download the U.S. Open app, sponsored by IBM.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
It's Destination Listening for Dedicated Golfers. Glad you could find us once again. It's Tita Green. It's The Golf Show. How's everybody doing today? Jay Ritchie along with my co-host Debbie O'Connell. We've got Robert DeCosa in Master Control and a big show for you today. First off, let's say hi to Debbie. Debbie, how you doing?
I'm fantastic, Jay. I'm so excited about today's show, especially the way you described it. We started New Jersey and then work our way out to Long Island for the discussions about the Ryder Cup, which is everyone in golf is really excited about this upcoming event.
Yeah, we're on the verge of September here, and we're less than a month out now from the 2025 Ryder Cup, and the excitement's got to be building in your neck of the woods there.
Oh, it definitely is, and actually we hit September today. Happy Labor Day. Well, one day short. I'm having my party today with the family, so Labor Day tomorrow, we're celebrating that, so a little early. All of you who are our workers in America, you know, this is a federal holiday that honors American labor movement and work contributions, workers' contributions. So a very exciting time. Everybody enjoying, hopefully, a long holiday weekend, out playing golf and talking Ryder Cup.
Exactly. Later in the show, we're going to be going to Bethpage, and Kelly Brook will be joining us. She's the director of the Golf Academy at Bethpage Black. We'll get her thoughts on the big event coming up in late September. Our first guest is also in your neck of the woods from the New Jersey Golf Foundation, charitable arm of the New Jersey section of the PGA of America. We've got Chris Hunt on the Tee to Green guest line right now. Chris, welcome. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm going to ask you a little bit about the New Jersey Golf Foundation, which is a charitable arm of the New Jersey section, PGA of America, as I just mentioned. But you're not quite the same as being, you're under the umbrella, but you're not quite the same as being under the PGA of America, are you?
We are under the PGA of America. We're just not a REACH foundation. So our foundation, our 501c3 was founded in 2004 as the charitable arm of the New Jersey PGA. PGA REACH was renamed in, I believe, 2015. So we had just over a decade of being the charitable arm in New Jersey of the New Jersey PGA. So we did not change our name to REACH, but the concept is the same. In fact, Reach's original director was the former executive director of the New Jersey PGA, Scott Kemick. So he took a lot of the ideas, the pillars that became Reach from the New Jersey Golf Foundation, because he was here when it was created in 2004.
Yeah, so you have a lot of the same goals and objectives, and you do a great job there, too, at the New Jersey Golf Foundation. You've been there a while. How did you get involved?
When Scott Kemick was named interim executive director in 1998, I was one of his first two collegiate interns that summer. And luckily enough, I was hired in January of 99 full-time. I had to go back and finish one more semester of college. I did that, came back in January, and started full-time with the New Jersey PGA as the junior golf director. Had many roles over the years, and started my role as executive director of the New Jersey Golf Foundation in 2013. But I've been here for, I think this is my 27th season. I lost track after a while.
Well, Chris, congratulations on all of that amazing success you've had in growth and the success you have with your current position. You know, listen, we have listeners worldwide to this show. What's the one-line mission? What would you say is your mission statement? Because you have three different pillars, the youth, the military, and special needs. And how does that all show up in real life each week when you look at your mission?
Well, you know, it started as a youth golf-based foundation. So when we started, it was very much at the same time the first tees were developed, right around 2000. And, you know, we were just trying to get to the community other than creating competitive junior golf tournaments, which already existed. We wanted to get into the schools. We wanted to get into the local communities to really just introduce the game to as many people as possible. Statistics back then showed that if you were introduced to the game of golf in those, you know, 10 to 12-year-old range, it became a lifelong sport. And as the PGA of America and our PGA professionals realized, this is the future of our memberships. This was the future of our patrons. So the more people we could introduce to the game at that age, granted, yes, there's a competitive side to it and the junior tours and potentially collegiate golfers, but it was really about creating a lifelong sport. So that was the emphasis in the beginning. And we realized, you know, we could do more. And the New Jersey PGA had a long partnership with Special Olympics New Jersey going back to the early 90s, where we raised money in a few tournaments for Special Olympics. And we realized if we can put our PGA professionals in touch directly with the athletes, the coaches, that we could enhance the golf aspect of Special Olympic sports in New Jersey, and that's what we did. So that became a real focus. And then in about 2013-14, we added that military component. And honestly, that's probably what has exploded the most in the last decade, thanks to the PGA of America and PGA Reach and PGA Hope, Help Our Patriots Everywhere. That really is the flagship program, and we are lucky enough to directly impact about 400 to 500-plus veterans annually in New Jersey.
Well, that is incredible, and wow, it's just so great to hear you say that. You know, I know Judy Alvarez, who was very instrumental in the training. So talk about that training, because it takes a lot. It's the mental aspect that comes in, and the emotional challenges sometimes that we see with veterans when they come to the game of golf, and it has helped them so much. You have some great stories, but talk about the training of the professionals and volunteers, if you have those, to prepare to handle every and all situations that may come up in teaching PGA Hope clinics.
Absolutely. We've been lucky enough to have Judy multiple times come to New Jersey and do a few of our trainings. Now, the New Jersey PGA is made up of about a little over 500 members and associates, and we're proud that this year at our last Hope Clinic that we are over 20% of our membership. So we have over 100 of our PGA members and apprentices or associates trained. So we would love to get that up to 50% in future years, but to be 20% plus trained as an overall section is great. And as well, you know, as much as, you know, PGA professionals, regardless of what your area of expertise is, some are very much well-rounded, some focus more on teaching and instruction, so some are more overall golf operations. Obviously, playing is a big aspect for many, but we feel that this training just adds and enhances what our members can bring to not only the veterans, but to their everyday teaching and their everyday instruction. And we find that most of the veterans we work with in New Jersey are suffering from PTSD and TBI, not necessarily physical disabilities when it comes to the golf swing, but more emotional. And to be able to get the veterans back into their mental health is such a huge part of the veterans we work with. And I know it's probably consistent around the country that way, but a lot of times we'll have a Hope Clinic, and if we're with the veterans for maybe 90 minutes, you know, we may hit balls for 30, and it for an hour you're listening, they're telling stories. You have different generations of veterans. You have the Vietnam veterans, World War II, Korean conflict veterans, talking with veterans who are just coming in from combat zones in Afghanistan or Iraq, and to hear the stories and see them mesh and gel over a common thing such as golf, we're just happy that the widget we're using to get them back into society in some sort of mental health space that's comfortable for them, we're just happy it's golf. It could be anything. The more we can do for the communities in New Jersey and our veterans, I don't think we can ever do enough for our veterans. So this is just our way of saying thank you and helping them out as much as possible.
Very well said. That's Chris Hunt. It's amazing to me. All sports give back to society and give back to the community, but the way golf does it, it's such a natural fit, and it's amazing to me the work done by groups like the New Jersey Golf Foundation, charitable arm of the New Jersey Section PGA of America. Chris is the director. The group was founded in 2004, and we're going to do a couple of segments with Chris. We're going to take a break right here and come back and talk more with Chris Hunt, the New Jersey Golf Foundation. Back with us, here with us today on Tee to Green, and later in the hour, Kelly Brook from Bethpage Black, site of the 2025 Ryder Cup, joins us on the show today.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with need to sell my home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
It's news, it's interviews, and it's lots of fun, too, for everyone interested in golf. We do it every Sunday here on Tee to Green, the golf show with Debbie O'Connell. I'm Jay Ritchie. Our guest from the New Jersey Golf Foundation is Chris Hunt. Been a busy summer for the New Jersey Golf Foundation and for Chris, leading into also what looks like it's going to be a busy fall. Chris, some of the things on your list, your agenda this summer, let's talk about a couple of those. The New Jersey Golf Foundation Heroes Tour, and recently the annual golf classic held at Baltusrol. How did that go?
It was great. It was our 19th annual golf classic, and the last 17 have been at Baltusrol Golf Club. So the membership there is just opened their arms to us almost 20 years ago, and we couldn't be more thankful to be at a world-class venue. We actually have a double shotgun, so we have everybody on the lower and the upper golf courses, which have both recently been restorated and restored by Gil Hance, so feedback was incredible. I know a lot of people that have never played it before don't have anything to compare it to, but we have the 2029 PGA Championship coming to Baltusrol, so it's always fun to be able to play a golf course and see how the best in the world do when you can watch it on TV or go in person. So we were excited. It's a great day. Raised a lot of money for our programs. And you had mentioned the Heroes Tour. That was something that we started this year. In the last segment, we talked about PGA Hope. And we realized after working with hundreds and hundreds of veterans a year that after the clinics are done and after they graduate, you know, what else can we provide them? And we started a Heroes Tour for PGA Hope graduates, active military, veterans, and first responders. And this is our first year. We have 25 events throughout the year. We have about 140 members and growing organically. We're going to look to increase that for next year. But we get about 20 to 30 of our Heroes Tour members to play pretty much weekly. And that'll all wrap up around Veterans Day with our last event of the year in November.
Incredible, incredible impact. And let's go back for a moment to where it all started with the junior golf and getting more youngsters into the game. I love the program you do with golf in schools. You're in over 200 schools reaching over 120,000 kids from kindergarten through eighth grade annually. Tell us about this incredible program.
Yeah, that was really the basis and the start of the foundation. I was asked in 1999 to start a golf in schools program before the foundation. This is before the first tee was created. And we did it in three pilot schools in New Jersey. We kind of geographically spread them around, and our local golf pros in those areas went into the local school just to create a relationship and try to get the school to incorporate golf into the physical education curriculum. Little did we know there's a lot more to it in New Jersey with the school systems and the curriculum. So we sort of put it on hold until our foundation was created, and then we kind of made a really strong push, created a 30 to 40 page comprehensive curriculum. And we felt that the more PGA professionals and LPGA professionals that we could get into the local communities, it would grow not only their business, but grow the game. And that took off quickly. By 2010 or 12, we were already in over 150 schools and, you know, continue to grow that. And we really partnered with the First Tee, because the First Tee took this up as their biggest program when they started, and now we're happy to support all of the First Tee chapters in New Jersey and kind of take it from there. And we continued a high school program called the JV program that allows some of the kids that may otherwise be cut from a high school team to stay on board and work with the local PGA pro at their host golf course where they play their matches. So rather than just have your varsity players and everybody else gets cut from the team, if we have this JV program where they work with the local professionals, maybe they become, stay engaged with the game and maybe become varsity athletes down the line.
I love that. That's just brilliant. You know, when I was working with Ridgewood High School girls golf, and the coach never cut anybody, which I thought was great too. I mean, he had his varsity players and he had his starters who would play, but the other gals could stay engaged and keep taking lessons and keep going and practicing. What have you seen the biggest impact golf makes in kids? If there's a family listening to this show and a couple of the kids aren't playing golf, why is it important for kids to get involved in the game?
I just think it's the lifelong sport aspect. You know, my father lives in Florida. He's in his mid-70s. And last year he came, visited us in New Jersey. And, you know, my dad, myself, and my two children, my son and daughter, we went out and played in a local parent-child event. And what other sport can you have three generations in a family all playing the same sport? The rules of golf allow that to be competitive. And I, you know, I'd love to go play basketball with my dad, but my dad at 77 years old is not going to go play basketball with me. So I just think it affords that lifelong aspect of being able to enjoy one another, enjoy people you're around. And I think the one program that the PGA of America, if I could point to one program, I think that it was needed, and I think is the best thing to come out of the PGA of America, you know, in a long time, is PGA Junior League, because I think you were losing the ability to reach children that were intimidated by the game of golf. By taking that team aspect and giving them jerseys and putting their names and numbers on the back, you've now brought into this sport an entire generation of kids that played other competitive sports and never thought about the game of golf. So kudos to the PGA of America for introducing that. We're proud to run that as a program under our youth pillar, and I think it's been great for the game.
Over 90 teams in that, and over 1,300 kids. So congratulations on your success. I mean, New Jersey's just booming with golfers, isn't it?
Yep, we've definitely created more work for ourselves, but we're proud of it. We have a great staff. The New Jersey PGA and foundation staff all work together. It's grown tremendously. You know, when I first started, there was three of us on a full-time basis, I believe, and, you know, doing everything, junior golf, our section tournaments, our membership, and, you know, now we have, you know, seven or eight full-time employees with a bunch of seasonal employees. Earlier I told you I was one of two interns in the summer of 1998. I think this summer alone we had 15 or 17 collegiate interns. So you know, we've created a problem and we're happy to have it. And we work hard and our staff works hard to provide the best opportunities for not only our PGA professionals, but all of the golfers in New Jersey we reach through the foundation.
Nice problem to have. Kids, disabled, the military, just some of the groups that the New Jersey Golf Foundation reaches and assists with. We're with Chris Hunt, director of the NJ Golf Foundation. And Chris, we got about a minute left or so. There's a guy named Charlie Wilcox that I was told about, one of the veterans impacted by PGA Hope. We'd like to get Charlie on the show sometime to tell his story in his own words, but what can you tell us about Charlie Wilcox?
Charlie Wilcox is an operations manager at a driving range that we operate on the campus of the VA hospital in Basking Ridge, New Jersey. It's called Inspiration Range, and it's all veteran run. And Charlie is an ambassador for New Jersey PGA Hope, and he has become a spokesperson to other veterans. He is a United States Army veteran with multiple tours in Iraq, and he is going to be a proud standard bearer at the Ryder Cup in a few weeks at Bethpage, and he's just an awesome individual.
Yeah, sounds good. Hey, I'm glad we got a couple of segments with you because there was so much ground to cover, and still there's a few more questions. I'm sure Debbie has a few more she'd like to ask you as well. Come back and visit with us again sometime, and hopefully we'll see you out at Bethpage at the Ryder Cup.
Thank you for having me. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, Chris.
Chris Hunt. Yeah, National, I'm running the New Jersey Golf Foundation, charitable arm of the New Jersey section of the PGA of America. Speaking of Bethpage, we're headed there next to check in with Kelly Brook on Tee to Green.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their
reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
The show by golfers for golfers. You found it. It's Tee to Green along with Debbie O'Connell. I'm Jay Ritchie. So happy to be back talking golf with you, Robert Dacosa. Nice to have him back from vacation. And before we get to our next guest, a quick reminder from our friends at Divot Magazine. If you're tired of paying too much for golf, you need the Green Saver. Why? Well, free green fees, buy one, get one green fees, 50% off, free cart rentals, just some of the savings you'll find. The Green Saver, your ticket to year-round discounted golf at top courses and indoor facilities throughout the states of Colorado and Nevada. And now, get the Green Saver with a late summer discount rate of just $29. $29 for the book, $29 for the mobile format. Book and mobile combined, just $49. The more you play, the more you're going to save. I'll be saving this weekend, heading down to Grandote Peaks in La Vida to play. I'm going to use me and my golfing buddy. We're going to use our Green Saver book coupons, and we're going to end up saving about $35 to $40 a piece playing golf 18 holes with cart at Grandote. The late summer discount rate, just $29. So all you have to do is use it one time, and you're already ahead in the game. The more you play, the more you're going to save. For more information, order, go to greensavergolf.com. That's greensavergolf.com. Take advantage of the late summer discount rate of $29 and never pay full price to golf again.
Well, Jay, we are locked and loaded for a powerhouse guest, Kelly Brook. She's an LPGA professional and the owner of Brook Management Group, Brook Holdings. Kelly has spent four decades changing the face of golf as a player, a coach, and an entrepreneur. She's taught well over 50,000 lessons and was named the LPGA Professional of the Year in 2018 and the Northeast Section Teacher of the Year in the LPGA in 2024. She has many more awards than that, but it will take the whole show to share all those with you. She has built programs that matter. She built the world's largest junior golf program for children with disabilities. She also did the Police Athletic League golf program, serving over 4,000 kids. Kelly has operated three golf centers, three golf courses, including Beth Page. She's leading teams of over 200 employees. You've seen her on the Golf Channel, CNBC's Elevate Your Game, and you heard her on her radio show, Fault to Fixes. And with the Ryder Cup at Bethpage this year, there's no better guide to public golf momentum and what's coming next. Please welcome Kelly Brook.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey, Kelly.
I'm sure
Thanks for having me.
You're one of my favorite people in the whole world and fellow LPGA professionals, and I just admire so much of what you do. I know you're in demand, as I like to say right now, with the Ryder Cup coming up. Would you give our listeners some insights to what is happening right now behind the scenes in preparation for this year's Ryder Cup?
Absolutely. I mean, you can't even imagine what's happening. They basically built an entire city on top of this course. It's just like, you know, it's electrifying, really, quite frankly. There's a huge grandstand going on, it's almost done, if not done at this point, around the 18th and first hole. There are, probably a dozen tents. And when I say tents, I'm talking like small villages, like apartment buildings in Manhattan. All around, the entrance, the merchandise tent is absolutely enormous. I don't even know how to oversell how big this thing is going to be. It's really exciting.
You know, speaking of that grandstand, Kelly, they actually had to move the first tee up by 40 yards to accommodate this grandstand. How will that change the opening hole, one of the most challenging opening holes in golf? You, what will be the strategy that you think some of the players might use or change as they approach that first tee?
Well, I think it definitely makes the hole a lot easier because there are very large trees on the right-hand side of that hole. It's a dogleg right, and it's very hard to clear those trees just because they've grown so much since the U.S. Open days. The tee box has moved forward, and it's moved to the left, so it's almost like you're taking those trees somewhat out of play. They're still in play, but you don't have to cut the dogleg quite as much to the right-hand side. With that, there's a prevailing wind behind the players' backs, usually. So I think that it actually brings almost driving the green in one into play at this point. So I think there are going to be a lot of birdies on the first hole. So people are going to get out running for sure.
I like that. I like that a lot. Kelly, Bethpage Black, no stranger to hosting big golf tournaments, two U.S. Opens in the last 20 years or so, and a number of other major tournaments. I've heard the Ryder Cup described as a major golf championship on steroids. Is that kind of an accurate description?
That's how I feel about it. I mean, the grandstand, you know, in the U.S. Opens and the PGA Championship, there were stands on the first tee, but nothing like this. This is stadium seating. The corporate tents are 3 to 4 stories, where normally a corporate tent, if you're lucky, is 2 stories. They're expecting millions of people to come to this event. It's completely on steroids. And it's crazy because if you think about it, at any given point, there were only, 5 groups on the course, 6 groups on the course at a time. It's a lot of effort for a very small tournament. You know, it's kind of the polar opposite of what it should be.
That is true when you think about it. You know, and not every fan can get there, right? Or they run 6 holes ahead to find a spot to be able to watch the 4 groups come through each time.
I mean, I'm going to be honest with you.
It's challenging.
Yeah, I went to Italy, and you couldn't even walk 4 holes ahead or 6 holes ahead to see the groups. You had to get there. We got there when it was dark out. And you had to go and you had to sit yourself in one spot for literally the entire day because they come around twice. They come around in the morning and, you know, within an hour and 20 minutes, you're done seeing golf. And then in the afternoon, they come around again. And so there are TVs placed throughout the entire golf course so people can actually see some action happening. But it's really, it's unfortunate because it's not the best spectator sport because you literally do have to just choose your spot and sit and watch it on TV for most of the day, and then you get, maybe if you're lucky, 3 hours of play between the morning and the afternoon.
So how
and
many
wouldn't
people
you agree it's the age? Energy, right? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jay.
I was just wondering, how many people are they expecting on a daily basis?
You know what? The figure I keep hearing is changing, but it's hundreds of thousands. So it's really good for the economy of Long Island, the economy of New York. I mean, a lot of people are going to be taking that train from Manhattan. I know every hotel room in Long Island was sold out last year. I am hearing, because I have a friend who owns many hotels in Long Island, that they are saving blocks for last-minute bookings. But still, it's who's also helped prospering our residents. If you're within 10 miles of Bethpage, people are renting out their houses for tens of thousands of dollars for a week. It's really insane what it's doing and how much money it's pumping into the economy.
I tell you, it's great for New York. I mean, New York, just even the residents, love sports. When you're looking at the U.S. Open going on, I mean, it's so hard to get a ticket to that. And if you go on the secondhand market, it's crazy expensive to go see the U.S. Open tennis, right? And then you have the Mets playing, right, walking distance from there. Like, it's just the excitement and energy, and it's 100-fold when it comes to the Ryder Cup. I mean, it's like being at a football game, the Olympics, and a golf event all in one. So, Kelly, what do you find that makes it so exhilarating for the fans when they're at a location of a Ryder Cup?
I mean, I have to tell you that this is an exciting, as you mentioned, the U.S. Open. I just went last week and paid thousands of dollars for a seat that was in the third row, section up. You know, it's a very exciting time for New York in general between the U.S. tennis and this tournament and all the other sports that go on. But I think what makes this so special is that it is in New York. I mean, it's the Big Apple. It's the biggest city in this country, and people love to come here as tourists in general. Now you have a reason to come. You know, it's crazy to me to think that all the $750 tickets sold out in a lottery system within minutes. I mean, that's really an insane thing to think about. The PGA, however, is doing a great job. They recognize that this, the PGA of America, that is, recognize that this is the people's course. Bethpage has always been known as the people's course because it is completely 100% public and very inexpensive to play. So they've gone out and they've given away, I think, almost 3,000 tickets to unsuspecting golfers throughout the communities. So it still has that feeling of, you know, this is the people's course, yet it was expensive to get in, but people found the money to do it. So, and again, it sold out within minutes. So it's kind of a crazy tournament in general. But I think it's going to be extremely, extremely exciting. I really, really pray that it comes down to the last couple holes on Sunday. And it might, because, you know, when you cross over from 15, from 14 onto the other side of the course, you know, 15 always plays a stroke and a half harder in major events. 16 is going to probably have a few birdies. I don't anticipate a lot of birdies on 17. It's a par 3. The green is very, very shallow. And the wind is really rough there. I think that a lot of matches are going to come down to 18, which is great, because in Italy, I think only less than a handful came down to 18, which was very disappointing for fans that sat on 18 all day, as you can imagine. So I think it's going to be an exciting tournament.
I'm getting fired up just talking about it here, Kelly. Kelly Brook from Bethpage is our guest. So what is your job? What are you going to be doing the days Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the competition at the Ryder Cup?
I'm hoping that I get to, at that point, just sit back, have a glass of wine, entertain people, and watch the golf.
You would deserve that, Kelly. Hey, Kelly, put your coaching hat on for a moment. You're advising Team USA. What do you tell the players specifically about handling this incredibly challenging golf course of Bethpage? I mean, there's even a sign, it's a warning sign, that you have to be a certain skill level to play this course. Obviously, the team has the skill. What do you tell them? Is it the wind? Is it the greens? Is it, you know, stay in the fairway? I don't know. What you're the coach, Team USA. What do you say?
I mean, you know, here's the thing. The rough is going to be shorter than U.S. Open and PGA Championship standards. It's still going to be thick, but nothing that these guys can't get out of. The greens, the fairways are a little wider in places because the PGA of America is really trying to set this up for a lot of birdies. The greens at Bethpage are probably the easiest part of black because they're just somewhat flat. I think that if you are a long hitter, like Bryson DeChambeau is going to eat this course up. So I would say keep the drivers in your hand, go for it, and make a lot of birdies.
Yeah, it's for sure a bomber's course. Bethpage Black 2025 Ryder Cup, the U.S. versus Europe. And Kelly Brook's been our guest to talk about it today here on Tee to Green, the director of the Golf Academy at Bethpage Black. We'll be right back.
Thank you, Kelly. You're awesome.
Thank you.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solutions Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. 800-659-7997. That's 800-659-7997.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet, protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
Fastest hour in radio, quickest hour in golf. It's tee to green. Boy, that was never more true than today, Debbie. One of those days today when we could have probably easily done a couple of hours with a couple of great guests that we had, Chris Hunt and Kelly Brook.
Incredible guests, and you can kind of hear it in Kelly's voice, her energy, her passion, her fast talking. I see how she gets so much done in a day. She's an incredible leader, and I'm really looking forward to the Ryder Cup. And, Jay, you and I are going to hang out there over the weekend, aren't we?
Yes, indeed we are. That's for sure. My last chance maybe to ever go to a Ryder Cup, and I can't pass it up. Looking forward
to it. Well, and we'll bring the show to all of you live from the Ryder Cup. So look forward to that show, the weekend of the Ryder Cup, later this month.
Slow week this week in golf. The PGA Tour is off. New season for those players begins September 11th. The Tour Champions also idle this week. The ladies are in Beantown, TPC Boston, for the FM Championship. China's Miranda Wang, a three-shot lead over Rose Zhang and Se-young Kim going into the last round today. And Wang is four shots better than Andrea Lee and a diathetical. We're at 14 under par. Action, the last round on the Golf Channel later today. And you recently, were you not in Boston, Debbie?
I was. We hosted the FMLPGA Leadership Academy. So this company has just been amazing. Not only sponsoring the FM Championship, then the company decides to sponsor the LPGA Leadership Academy, which you've heard me talk about before. We bring teenage girls in and basically transform them in 2 days. They leave with knowing they're a leader, with confidence, self-empowerment, and many other skills and self-understanding. It's a very powerful program. I was so thankful to be there. And then we even had an incredible executive panel. It's just an incredible program.
And did you have a couple of LPGA pros come out to help you?
We did. We had, oh my gosh, I just went blank on her name. And she's one of my favorites. Oh, Megan Kang. Oh, there. I knew it was there. See what happens when you're over 50. Megan Kang, incredible young lady. Watch for her for the Solheim Cup next year, too.
All right. Good show today. We hope everyone enjoyed it. We're looking forward to the Ryder Cup in a few weeks, but we'll be back next week with another edition of Tee to Green. Till next time, everybody, get out, play some golf. Play great, hit them long, hit them straight.